What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2022. Hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, motherfucker. You know what that means. That means now you have yet another reason to drink. First, it was because you have kids. Maybe it's because you're married or your bills or your fucking job or that motherfucker at your job who doesn't ever want to work. He's always putting in time off, always taking long lunches, always taking half days. He has some kind of excuse for everything. His asshole itches, so he can't fucking, you know, turn in the report on time. It's always some fucking bullshit story. Oh, I gotta take my dog to the vet to have his nails removed or some shit. And now all the work is on your plate. Well, now you have another reason to drink Cinco de Mayo. And enjoy it. You should fucking enjoy it. This fucking month has not been kind to us. It has not. I was hoping it would be after the April that we had. I was hoping this May have been better. And it's not. It has been a shit show. But that could just be the way I'm feeling right now. We'll get into it. But to give you a little recap, a little bit about me, what's going on. My family, my wife, my son, myself, and the dog just came back from a wonderful trip. And I will tell you, I didn't tell you where I was going before because I like to keep things secret. I have a lot of enemies, a lot more enemies than I have friends. Actually, I don't really have any friends, so I have all enemies. And I don't want them knowing my move, especially my immediate family. Fuck them. So I purposely didn't say anything, not that they listened to the show, but who the fuck knows, right? You never know. Can't trust anybody. You never want to let someone know your next move, right? Never let them know your next move. So we just came back from South Carolina. It's beautiful. Beautiful state. Beautiful. Holy shit. That drive, though, was about 12 hours from Jersey. I mean, we stopped a few times because we had to fuel up and all that. Get some snacks, get some food. If you follow me on Twitter, you would know that we stopped a few times. I tried to post it as much as I can, and the weather was fantastic. We were blessed with beautiful weather. It was about 80 degrees, sunny. We didn't get much rain. I think it rained like once for like an hour. It was gorgeous. But what I noticed about the drive was that there were so many Trump supporters, so many Let's Go Brandon flags, so many, you know, Trump 2024 flags. From New Jersey all the way to, South Carolina, where we went. So we went through, think about it. We went through Jersey. We went through Maryland. We went through Delaware. We went through past D.C. That means we went through North Carolina, Virginia, and we finally ended up in South Carolina. All those states, I did not see a pro-Biden sign, which is surprising to me because if you remember, Joe Biden is the one who received 81 million votes. He is the most popular president in history. So for that, you know, for those who are not from America, he had 81 million votes. He's the most popular president in history. That's a fact. You can look that up. Allegedly had 81 million votes. And I say allegedly because there is a film out that is coming out. I'm going to butcher his name, so I'm not going to try to say it, but the film is called 2000 Mules. And it discusses the election and the ballots and what happened there. I haven't seen the film. It should be out, I believe, Friday or Saturday, which is tomorrow. And I'm excited to see how that turns out. And I'm bringing it up because I'm a little delirious. We came back and around midnight, around 1 a.m. this morning, actually. I fell asleep, I think around 2, woke up at 5:30 to get the little guy on the bus and return the rental car, and I've been up since. It's about 2 p.m. now, so I didn't really get much sleep, but fuck it. I gotta record the show. You guys deserve some good entertainment, and maybe listening to the shit that I go through helps you get through whatever you're going through. So, hey, why not, right? So here we are. So what's going on in the news, and why am I, you know, going on about Trump? Well, it's interesting because the Democratic Party are something else. Something I used to be a hardcore Democrat. Most of my family are, and it's really has nothing to do with as far as their policies are concerned, I was always under the impression that the Democratic Party really cared about the people and the Republican Party really only cared about the rich. And as I got older and wiser, sort of, I guess you could say wiser, I kind of woke up. And they're really showing their true colors, and both parties are. And what I said to you, and I was right, and I can prove that I'm right, and that is because I truly believe, and you can go back to Tuesday's episode, you can go back to yesterday's episode, you can even go back to Monday's episode. What did I tell you? I said this Roe versus Wade thing is a distraction. They are distracting us. I don't know if it's the $33 billion that they're giving Ukraine, another $33 billion. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's fucking, I don't know if it really is about the abortion. I don't know. Is that what this is about? Is it about the Ministry of Truth, which is the Disinformation Governance Board? Is that why they're flooding the news waves with this fake leak, alleged leak, opinion that's not confirmed, that the judicial system will decide whether or not they will overturn Roe versus Wade? Is that really an issue? I mean, let's be realistic here, guys. Let's not forget, if they overturn and ban abortion, it still falls to the state. So therefore, the state that you live in will ultimately determine whether or not you can get an abortion. Like, for example, I know in Florida, I always talk about Florida because I kind of see them as the ideal state for me. They say you have up to 6 weeks to get an abortion. After 6 weeks, you can't get one. But that's not to say you can't get an abortion. So you have up to 6 weeks. Keep in mind, too, you could also travel to other states like New York and California, who are very democratic, or pure Democrats, really, pure liberal, and they will welcome your abortion option. They'll give that to you, which is not cheap, by the way. It costs hundreds of dollars to have an abortion. I'm not saying that should be a determining factor, but there's other methods, right? Let's say you don't use a condom, or the condom breaks. Plan B pill. You can use it within, I think, 48 hours. You can take a Plan B pill. They'll mail you the Plan B pill if you can't get to a pharmacy, and the pharmacies sell them across the country. So don't tell me that, unless it's sold out, don't tell me that your state doesn't have it. I looked into it. You can get it in every state in the country. So why are they bringing this Roe versus Wade thing up now? Well, I see this as their platform that they're going to run to secure the midterm election. Right, they use vaccines, really, and they push the vaccines as a way of securing the election. They made everyone who did not get a vaccine seem like the enemy. They pinned us against each other. And that is what they're doing here with the abortion thing. Now, if you remember, the Democratic Party is the same party that said to us, Joe Biden, all these people said they could not define what a woman is. They said that a man could get pregnant. They said a man could have a baby. They said birthing people. You say you can't say mother. You have to say birthing person. That's what they said. You can look it up. Whatever you want, it's out there. Now they're turning around and saying a man can't say what a woman can do with her body because they can't have kids. But didn't you just say that they could have kids a few months ago? So which one is it? So they're basically twisting what they're saying to appeal to the masses to get as many votes as they can. This law does not mean it's not going against women's health. It's going against abortion. And if you're getting abortion that often, then you should really consider getting a Plan B or maybe getting some other kind of contraceptive, like the shot, get your tubes tied, maybe bring condoms to your next fuck session. I don't know what else to say. I mean, come on, people, wake up here. Let's really look in between the lines. What are they telling you? They're telling you you can't, if this is overturned, they're saying that abortions will be banned. But again, you can go to any other state. The state will legalize it, and you can go to that state. I think I read somewhere that Canada, and I'll post that below, that Canada says they'll welcome you to get an abortion. Again, but it's not about the abortion. They are blowing this up to make, and it's flooding the news waves, hiding the fact that Nancy Pelosi, this fucking bitch, makes $140,000 a year, yet she's killing it in the stock market, beating Warren Buffett. She makes $140,000 a year, but her net worth is $140 million. This bitch can't even keep her fucking teeth in her mouth. Do you understand that? She's so drunk, so high. Good morning. It's a Sunday morning. Every fucking time she talks, her teeth are literally escaping her body. That means her body does not believe her own fucking bullshit, and it's pushing her teeth out of her fucking mouth because even her teeth don't want to be a part of it, and they're trying to escape the nonsense that she's spewing out. If she would have put 25, I'd have nothing against her. She's a great woman. She's a nice lady. If she would just put 25% of the money she put into her facelifts into her teeth, she wouldn't lose them. But I guess that money is going to the drugs and the alcohol that she's consuming on her property in Florida that she purchased for millions of dollars. You know, the Florida, the same state that she badmouths all the time. No pun intended with the badmouthing, because she's got a fucked up mouth. That's what I'm saying. This is the same woman who is able to somehow travel to Ukraine, country that's currently in war with Russia, meet the president, Zelensky, shake his hand, and say, "Don't worry, we're gonna give you your $33 billion." Those documents are being prepared as we speak to give an extra $33 billion to Ukraine. Again, I haven't met a Ukrainian yet. I've met many Russians. I'm not choosing a side here, but $66 billion or more are going to this country, and I haven't met one of them yet. And this lady's able to go into this war nation that's constantly under attack for a month now or more, for weeks now, and shake his hand, who's apparently this president's been avoiding assassination attempts in public. No problem. She can travel all the way to Ukraine, but she can't travel to the fucking southern border and spend a billion or so on that border to make that safer. We're too worried about, Navy Green Vladimir Zelensky. That's his color, I guess, because every time I see him, that's all he wears. You know, and then, you know, they're hiding it. Maybe they're distracting us from that. Maybe they're distracting us from the Ministry of Truth. Again, another one, Nina Jankowicz. I said this, and I believe it. But now there's another thing that they could be distracting us from. What was supposed to come out May 2nd was the Pfizer documents. Now, if you don't know, Pfizer was supposed to, was ordered by the court to release documents revealing their case studies for their vaccine. You know, what have they discovered? What is happening to people who take it? What is going on to them? You know, are they suffering any side effects? Stuff like this. They told the courts they'll need 75 years to do this. Which I thought was hilarious, because imagine telling that to someone, "I need 75 years." But no, the court was like, "No, you got to deliver it at least so much every month." So they released the documents. I'll put the link in the description. And one of the documents say that Pfizer knew that their vaccine had about 12% efficacy for 7 days, and about 1% after that. That means that it's about 12% efficient for only 7 days, and they made a fortune on this shit. That's what the document's saying. I'm just repeating what the document said. So you go ahead and fucking report me, cancel me, whatever you're saying. It's on the Pfizer documents. You could pull it up yourself. You could look up that motherfucker yourself and make that own. You read the words, and you know, that's there. I don't know, you know, what you want me to say. That's like re that's how do you make that shit up? To continue, there's a part here. It says pregnancy. This is a quote from the Pfizer document. 4.6 is the chapter, fertility, pregnancy, and lactation. There are no or limited amount of data from the use of COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Animal reproductive toxicity studies have not been completed. Now here's the part. COVID-19 mRNA vaccine is not recommended during pregnancy. For women of childbearing age, pregnancy should be excluded before vaccination. In addition, women of childbearing age should be advised to avoid pregnancy for at least 2 months after their second dose. Now keep in mind, the government mandated, the Democratic Party, Joe Biden's administration, said everyone should be vaccinated. Everyone. That means future moms were vaccinated. That means current moms were vaccinated. But Pfizer themselves in this document says, according to their testing, it is not recommended during pregnancy. Now, it goes on. Let's say you're pregnant and you have the vaccine. What happens then? Let's see. Breastfeeding. Quote, it is unknown whether COVID-19 mRNA vaccine is excreted in human milk. A risk to the newborn's infants cannot be excluded. COVID-19 mRNA vaccine should not be used during breastfeeding. That is in the document, along with many of the side effects that have occurred from people who've taken the vaccine. So, am I saying that the vaccine is garbage? No. Am I saying that the vaccine is snake oil? No. I'm saying the vaccine is designed to do exactly what they wanted. They designed this vaccine to make money. Pfizer is a company. They're out to make money. The government, do I truly believe the government cares about us? No, I'm not retarded. I don't think the government cares about us at all. If they did, they wouldn't be sending $33 billion to Ukraine. They'll be spending $33 billion on us. They're all out to make money. If Nancy Pelosi truly cared, she would take her $140 million and spend a little bit on us, not on herself and, be the stock insider trading champion for the last, 2 or 3 years of COVID. She's a fucking stock trading champion of COVID. How about that? Insider trading champ of COVID. Give her the belt, people. She deserves it. It's fucking unbelievable. I'm not making this shit up. I'll put the link in the description. You can read it yourself, like I said. And they have people out there protesting fucking abortion and shit when this shit is like, they're hiding this. They don't want you to see this. This came out. This is out. Released to the public. This is not a rumor. This is not, like the abortion thing was a rumor. It was rumored that the justices will, overturn Roe versus Wade. That was a rumor. Alleged leak. Alleged. I'm saying alleged because who's to say they didn't just say it leaked just to blow it up out of proportion so that you don't see this shit. Again, I'm a paranoid, crazy motherfucker. Little psychotic, little nutso, but I mean, you tell me what this means. How do you take that? What are the odds? What are the odds that this magic leak comes out right around the time another $33 billion goes to Ukraine? Right around the time another fucking a Ministry of Truth comes out trying to censor us on social media, censor us in the news, censor us everywhere. Right around the time when Pfizer's vaccine documents come out. What are the odds? And now to pin us more against us, Joe Biden has the nerve, and again, I have the link in the description. It was a video. He literally said this shit. He came out and he says that this could affect, where is it? The LGBTQ plus community. He says that this fucking, if this gets overturned, if Roe versus Wade gets overturned, that the LGBTQ students could be banned from schools. That's a true statement on video. And he goes on to say the MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history. This is the same president who said he wants to unite the people. That doesn't sound like a way of uniting people by making such a claim. And I don't see how the two correlate. But luckily, Peter Ducey of Fox grilled Jen Psaki, the press secretary, and asked her, what the fuck does this shit mean? Why the fuck is he saying this? What does this mean? And she basically turned around and said, let me give you the exact quote so I don't misquote this. Where is it? Peter Doocy says, Biden says, what happens if the states say children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? What is he talking about? She goes, we have seen extreme laws that target LGBTQ people, and we don't know what the GOP is capable of. So, again, they're separating us. Well, I think, Peter, we have seen extreme laws that target LGBTQ families, their kids across the country. And I think what he's saying is we don't know what they're capable of, given what they've already done to date. Keep in mind, the country is practically run by Democrats. They have control of everything. Which state is trying to segregate LGBTQ children in the classroom? Doocy asked. And she goes, I think we've seen laws that are incredibly discriminatory. That's what the president's referring to, and the fact that he doesn't know what the additional steps could be taken by extreme wings of the party that would rather divide rather than work on issues that the American people are actually focused on and are actually impacting them. How about the actual issues of the border? How about the actual issues of inflation? The actual issues of gas prices at over $4 a gallon? How about the, you know, taxes going up? Interest rates are going up. We're spending more money than we should on other foreign countries. Why is that? Isn't that an issue? I honestly don't see how LGBTQ people would be affected by abortion rights. That makes no sense. That's a big reach. But the whole idea is that he's trying to separate us so that, you know, people who are LGBTQ and the majority of women who want abortion are going to think that the Republicans are against that. Republicans, from what I gather, are not. Yes, they are religious, but they still allow it up to 6 weeks in most states that are Republicans. And again, if you don't like that shit, just go to another state. Move to another state. If you're so crazy enough to go nuts about a rumor, then why don't you just move to a state where, you know, like New York, California, those two states are fantastic for Democrats. Those liberal states are great. I haven't heard bad things about those liberal states. Have you? There's another one. You can go to Chicago. It's a great city. Heard good things there. Right? You can go there. Mayor Lightfoot, she seems like a nice person. Beetlejuice looks great. She seems like she really cares about the people. Right? Those are great states. Go there, please. I don't, you know, we need to make the country better. That's my rant. That's my little bit. I was right. Again, motherfuckers, I told your ass. I said I was right. I was right. I was right. I was right. I truly believe it. This was just a way to divide us, a way to distract us. Ministry of Truth. I'm the $33 billion. Nancy Pelosi probably went to Vladimir and was like, listen, man, I'm going to give you the $33 billion. You're going to end up with 31. The other two are going to end up with me. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong with the numbers. But I'm sure some of it will slip through the cracks because I don't trust that crazy bitch. She looks crazy. She acts crazy. She even talks crazy. It is what it is. That's my opinion. I'm crazy too. So crazy knows crazy. And of course, they want to hide and censor the Pfizer documents because it makes them all look like liars. And yes, the Pfizer company is immune from lawsuits because it was an Emergency Act use vaccine. But our politicians, if Governor Murphy says you can't work here unless you're vaccinated, you get vaccinated, and because of that, X, Y, and Z happens, should you be able to sue Murphy? I think so. He's the one who enforced it. Should you be able to sue the president? Why not? Everyone else sues everyone else. They're not immune to it. They're the ones who've mandated it. You should be able to sue Fauci at that point if something were to occur. Where is he? You notice how he's hiding? You don't see him around recently? No. He's not talking. Because these people know, they won't even mention this Pfizer document. You guys probably didn't even hear about it. You're going to hear about abortion from now until the midterms. They're going to keep pushing this agenda to try to separate us and get more votes and make us think that, you know, they really care about us. They don't give a shit. They don't give a fuck. These are the same people who, again, said men could have kids. Come on, people, wake up. Men can have kids. They have fucking many men pregnant emojis. I use them all the time. These are the same people who can't define what a woman is, who a woman is. The new fucking justice. Do you remember this? Joe Biden elected Ketanji Brown, who says, I don't, they asked her, what is a woman? She goes, she can't define it because she's not a biologist. What? Then she should have asked them, what are you, bitch? You can't define you? I don't know. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. I'm on a rant today. I'm sorry. I'm kind of, overexhausted, you could say. Kind of a little out of it. But it's fucking Thursday. It's whatever the fuck day it is. Cinco de Mayo. And that's what it is. That's what we're here to do. I'm here to, tell you what I think is your need to know. And that's that. In other news, to keep things moving, I don't want to dwell on this too much because, once I talk about Nancy Pelosi, I kind of go on a rant. I just think that bitch is evil. She look evil. She acts evil. How the fuck is she still in office? They need to get her ass. That's why I say they should have term limits for everybody. Everyone needs a term limit. But it is what it is. Other news, our boy Elon's in the news. You know he can't stay out of the news. He already announced that he will temporarily serve as Twitter CEO once the deal closes. I think it's a great move. Get rid of this fucking Agarwal person who took over in November when Jack Dorsey left. Let Elon take over temporarily until he finds a suitable replacement. I'm sure the company is in good hands. Every single time Elon takes over as CEO or CFO, the company does well. I mean, look at his track record. So if you are a Twitter stockholder, good for you. I project it's going to increase. The price of the share will increase, in my opinion, by this time next year. But let's continue on. That's a little quick briefing on that. The main story I want to discuss. I already discussed about how I'm right. Can't keep talking about that because, people get sick of it, I'm sure. I just like to say I told you so, man. I mean, they needed something. The midterms looked disastrous to them, so they needed to release another reason to vote for them. And they're gonna make this shit and really try to pin us against each other. Don't let them do it. Don't forget Nina Jankowicz, that crazy TikTok bitch who is in charge of this Ministry of Truth, aka the Disinformation Governance Board or Misinformation Governance Board, whatever. I want to talk about this crazy story that I found that I want that really should be getting a lot of attention. And as usual, it's not. And I don't know why. And it really bothers me. And it does have to do with the vaccine. But I'll bring it up. If it cancels me, it cancels me. I don't know. It was in the New York Post. The article goes, a 15-year-old boy who was initially targeted by a false rumor that he was unvaccinated was bullied relentlessly in January. This article was on April 27th, just a few days ago. 15 years old, right? He was initially targeted by a false rumor. So it was fake news that he was unvaccinated. So he was vaccinated, but it was fake news. Everyone told everyone else that he was unvaccinated. He was bullied relentlessly until he took his own life in January. A lawsuit claims. Now, this is a sad story, people. This ain't funny. There ain't nothing to laugh about. It's fucked up, man. To be 15, have all these things on your mind. Last thing you should be worrying about is whether or not you're vaccinated. Excuse me. Give me one more second. Give me one second here. Mouth is dry. Been up for a while. Sorry. The suit filed Monday against the Latin School of Chicago alleges administrators at the private college prep school. So it's a private college prep school, the Latin School of Chicago. Oh boy. What a name. Charges more than 40 grand? God damn. Charges more than 40 grand annually in tuition? Fuck. 40 grand? You could buy a house in some places. I mean, not in America, but like, I mean, not a nice house, but you could buy a house. You could buy a Tesla Model 3 back in the day when I was looking at them. 40 grand a year and the name of the school is Latin School of Chicago, bitch. For 40 grand, that's more than some colleges, motherfucker. And it's a college prep school. How you gonna pay 40 grand before going to college? What the fuck you expect to pay in college? Oh my god. All right, so the lawsuit says more than 40 grand. That's so much money. They committed willful failure to stop the incessant bullying, the Chicago Tribune reported. Okay. The Cook County filing named the school, several employees, and parents of the alleged bullies as defendants. The late teen identified as NB in the suit transferred to the school due to its in-person learning during the coronavirus pandemic, the complaint states. Okay, so yeah, during in the States over here, when we had COVID, we had Zoom teaching. The schools were closed. Kids were being taught online. So I guess this school, because they were a private school and you paid 40 fucking grand to go to it, they opened the doors to certain kids. I'm sure they had to be vaccinated to do so. A student whose parents are named in the lawsuit then started spreading a rumor that the 10th grader, Nate Bronstein, was unvaccinated, according to the lawsuit. Nate actually had been vaccinated, the lawsuit claims, but he was still harassed on a regular basis due to his perceived status. This is what I'm talking to you guys about. This is the division. See, this is what this vaccine, they use this vaccine to divide us. And look what the damage it has done. Not only has it damaged people mentally, not only has it fucking damaged us physically now, not only has it damaged us, with our peers and our friends and our jobs and our day-to-day lives, but it literally took this guy's kids. It caused him to take his own life. That's fucking crazy, yo. The boy's parents, Robert and Rosalind Bronstein, even reached out to the other student's family about the constant badgering. So the parents even did their part. They did what a parent is supposed to do. Shocker. Because all the parents, I've been saying, haven't done shit. These fucking parents heard their kids, listened to their kid, and said, we're going to do something. They went and they spoke to the fucking student's family. But the harassment only worsened. Oh, shit. With Nate being told by a teacher in class that he was going nowhere in life. How you gonna pay 40? Yo, you gonna pay 40 grand to have someone tell you you're going nowhere in life? I'll tell you that shit for $40. I'll tell you that shit for $40 and a cheeseburger. That you're going nowhere in life. 40 grand. You know the teacher's getting paid good money too. Instead of teaching this kid how to go somewhere in life, you're just gonna take that money and then put him down further. The teen was also cyberbullied on Snapchat, where another student urged him to kill himself in mid-December. So he's getting hit all around. He's getting attacked by his, his peers. He's getting attacked by his teachers. His parents went to tell. I don't mean to laugh, but his parents went to go tell the kids' parents, and the shit got worse. Oh man, Nate even met with a school administrator at that point. But none of the students involved in the cyberbullying were disciplined, his parents allege. Oh, shit. So he went to someone else. He went above the teacher. Okay. Rosalind Bronstein had also contacted a counselor about the bullying, saying she feared her son may hurt himself. But the school downplayed her concerns as family issues. Wow, so the school turned it on her and said the reason why he ain't shit and he ain't going nowhere in life is because of your ass. Because of your ass. That's nothing to do with the teacher telling him he ain't going nowhere. That's nothing to do with his classmates telling him he should kill himself. It's the parents' fault. These are the schools that think that they can fucking tell you how to raise your kid, who think they know more than you do. This is my fear, that this country is giving too much power to the teachers to not only decide gender, pronouns, whether or not you should apologize to another race for something you didn't even do, Now they're going to turn around and say, even though all this shit is happening at school with schoolmates, it's your fault. And these parents are active parents. These are the parents who I say should be. This is what parents should be. They should be active in the kid's life. And it looks like to me, if this story is correct, this is what they've been doing. So let me keep reading. Nate's mother contacted the school. Look at this. Nate's mother contacted the school more than 30 times in October and November alone. 30 times in October, more than in October and November. But administrators allegedly turned a blind eye to the family's pleas for help. You pay 40 grand! And they fucking did, said it was your fault? 40 grand? Nothing we could do about it. Oh, just kids being kids. Oh, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's your fault. Maybe you should raise him better. You know, that's why he ain't going nowhere in life. 40 grand. Let me repeat the name of the school in case you guys are interested in applying to this wonderful school that costs 40 grand. It is called, again, it has such a beautiful name too, the Latin School of Chicago, where they welcome everyone. They're very, very helpful when it comes to your kids and your family. They really care about their students. And the article goes on. So that's the mom. The teen also, the teen also reported the bullying to a school dean. To the fucking dean. First of all, your school has a dean. For 40 grand a year, your school has a dean. Do you understand? Like, that's not common. Usually schools have a principal. You have a dean. Dean, to me, sounds like you're above a principal. Let's see what the dean did. But it was disregarded, according to the lawsuit. Wow. 1 month after Nate was urged to kill himself by another student on Snapchat, his father found him hanging from a noose tied to a shower in a bathroom at the family's home on January 13th. A month later. And they show pictures of the kid. All right. Rosaline Bronstein said the school never told her that Nate had requested a meeting with his dean over the alleged Snapchat bullying. Keep in mind, guys, this kid is not an adult. This kid was 15 at the time. He is a minor. The parents stood up for him. The school failed him. Clearly, in my opinion, from what I'm reading, the school failed him. Everyone at the school, from the teacher to the administrators to the fucking dean himself, failed his kid. Horrible. So the school never told the mom, that son Nate had requested a meeting with his dean over the alleged Snapchat bullying. We would have known and we would have protected him. And he'd still be here today, she told the station. I don't know if that statement is true. My thing is, the school should have done a lot more than just told to them parents. After this long fucking thing of the school parents calling the school, of the fucking parents talking to the bullying parents, the bullying kids' parents, after the fucking teacher had the nerve to say that shit, the school should have done some kind of disciplinary action. Not put the blame back on the parents. But the mom says, we would have known, we would have protected him, and that he'd still be here today. So the lawsuit claims the Latin School of Chicago, whose alums reportedly include former First Lady Nancy Reagan. What the fuck? What the fuck? 40 grand a year. The alumni, I've never heard of this school. Apparently, Nancy Reagan has. She's, former First Lady, whose alumni reportedly include former First Lady Nancy Reagan and former U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Marshall Harlan II, violated a state law requiring schools to investigate reports of bullying and to notify parents of all students involved. You see, this is a case, again, you don't get what you pay for in life. People think you get what you pay for. That is not the case. I know many people who purchase very expensive things and they've fallen apart. And they think, well, you know, you pay more, you get more. No, that is not the case. Not always. And here's a perfect example. You pay 40 grand a year. You're thinking you're getting the best quality education. And you can see right here, your basic principles, basic needs are not being met. You can't treat each other like a human being when you pay 40 grand a year. This is a lack of respect. This is a lack of fucking kindness. A pure lack of humanity. And the fact that it's a state law requiring schools to investigate reports of bullying and to notify parents of all students involved. Maybe they felt as a private school, when somebody pays them 40 grand a year, that they're above the law. I mean, hell, they had in-person learning during COVID, right? So they're above the law. Again, schools think they can get away with anything these days. Teachers do too. The school, meanwhile, dismissed the allegations as unfounded claims. Wow. And you know the mom probably has phone records of calling the school 30 times in October and November. You know it. You know they have fucking proof of them wanting to go visit this parents. This bullying's parents. Bullying, yeah. The kid that was bullying his parents. The school, meanwhile, dismissed the allegations as unfounded claims while also vowing to vigorously defend itself in court. Well, they have a good name to protect. After all, who are we talking about here? We're not talking about no fly-by-night school. We're talking about Nancy Reagan Alumni Latin School of Chicago. 40 grand. We 40K over here, son. We can afford the best attorneys. We got Nancy Reagan on our team and former Supreme Justice Marshall. What the fuck, man? Our hearts go out to the family and we wish them healing and peace, the statement read. With respect to their lawsuit, however, the allegations of wrongdoing by the school officials are inaccurate and misplaced. The school's faculty and staff are compassionate people who put students' interests first, as they did in this instance. So please, if you have a child and you want to pay 40 grand a year, where we will neglect him and leave... I'm just kidding. I'm left out. That last part's not true. I don't see how they'll get out of this lawsuit. But then again, with alumni like Nancy Reagan and Supreme Court Justice Marshall, who the fuck knows, right? And this again goes back to my point of watch your kids. Know your kids. Stand up for your kids. But these parents seem like they did. And they tried. Maybe they didn't try hard enough. I don't know. Who's to be... I don't see them fully to be blamed. I mean, what happened to the bully who sent that Snapchat message to kill yourself? What's going on with these bullies? You know, they went to school the next day and they were like, where's NB? Where's Nate? What did the teacher said? Well, he wasn't going anywhere in life anyway. So he ended it. Is that what the teacher said? Did they cheer when he hung himself because they all hated him so much? Because they're not getting disciplined, right? If that was fucking my kid who bullied another kid to death, my kid's ass would be red. I'd have him, he'd be in tears. First of all, my kid would never do that because my kid's a nice boy. And I think people who are bullies have something fucking mentally wrong with them. It's insecurity and they take their aggression out on people who they're basically jealous of, who they're envious of. I think the bullier's parents should be disciplined somehow, because the kid is a minor. The bully himself was a minor. The parents are responsible for the minor. Therefore, the parents should be punished. The bully should be punished. The teacher should be punished. The dean should be punished. All the administrators who were aware of this story should be punished. And I believe the lawsuit is relevant. I think the lawsuit should stand up in court, and I think they should be able to. Obviously, there's no amount of money that can fix this, but I'm hoping this brings some kind of awareness to you know, the private schools, because you always hear about like public schools having issues. You seldomly hear about private schools, but it just goes to show that you don't get what you pay for. It happens in any school. If you don't pay attention to what's going on in your kid's life, shit may get serious. And unfortunately, it did. And, my heart goes out to these parents, but these fucking people have to live with themselves. These teachers have to go to work every day and And you know, maybe that's something they can do. Maybe they truly just go for a paycheck. Maybe that's what it is. And if they don't see they did anything wrong, if they convince themselves that they were in the right, then, you know, they're not going to feel guilty for it. And that's the sad thing. So maybe the lawsuit is justified there. Maybe by having a lawsuit, maybe there's some kind of responsibility or some kind of a disciplinary action will take place because of the lawsuit. Maybe that's the whole reason of it too. But it's a fucking crazy world, man. That's a fucking Cinco de Mayo story for you. Isn't that something? What a world you have to live in. You gotta, like, the kid was actually vaccinated and they're bullying him saying that he wasn't. What kind of fucking bully shit is that, yo? When I was a kid, people bullied me about all kinds of shit. I had big ears. They bullied me about my ears. They bullied me about my weight. I was bullied about all kinds of relevant shit. I never once have I was like, haha, you didn't get the flu shot. You ain't shit. That's why you ain't shit. You ain't get the flu shot, man. And I know I ain't shit. You don't gotta tell me that. That was my answer. It's easier to just go with it and make it a joke and keep life rolling. Because the only person who's gonna stop a bully is gonna be the parents. And apparently the parents were spoken to by this kid's parents and nothing was done. Man, fuck. If that ain't a reason to have a drink, shit, I don't know what else is. So yeah, don't let this abortion shit get you down. Women, if you're listening, or men, if you're pregnant, dudes and birthing people, the Democrats say you can have kids, I don't know. I hope to God I don't get pregnant one day. But, you know, if the Democrats say it could happen, I guess it could happen. You know, I ain't no biologist or doctor. But if it does happen, I will go to a state to get an abortion, or I would take a Plan B pill, or, you know, some other kind of contraceptive. There's other ways to go about it. It's illegal up to 6 weeks in most Republican states. 6 weeks is a long time. It's about a month and a half. You don't know you're fucking pregnant after a month and a half. I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't know what to fucking tell you. You go to another state then. You go to New York where you could probably, you know, abort the baby after a couple of months. You know, I don't know. From what I hear, those states are kind of open to that kind of stuff. Now that's your decision. Like I said, I'm not telling you what to do. I feel like I don't have a say in that. I wouldn't want you to tell me what to do if it was up to me to have a child. I wouldn't want you to tell me that, but also I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't give a fuck. If I want to do something, I'm gonna fucking do it. I don't need a Supreme Court justice or Joe Biden of all people to tell me what the fuck to do. I got more important things to worry about. Ministry of Truth. Vaccine. $33 billion fucking dollars. And how the fuck does Nancy Pelosi know all these fucking stock trades and doesn't share that shit? You know, that's what really pisses me off. This fucking old bitch, she fucking knows this shit. It's insider trader shit. She knows it. And not only does she just take the money for herself, she don't share it. At least make a Patreon. You know what I mean? If you want to be an insider trader, at least be open up, make a Patreon. Let me pay a monthly fee to join your Patreon. You make money from me, and let me make money from you. I don't understand. Why can't you share the wealth? You willing to share the wealth with fucking Ukraine? Or is it a payoff? Does Ukraine have something over you and Biden that you don't want the world to know? I mean, he has worked in Ukraine for a while. I know his son worked in Ukraine for a while. Maybe that's something to do with it. I don't know. Just not fair, but I guess life ain't fair. So we gotta help each other out. So we gotta look out for each other because the government don't give a fuck. If you think they do, I'm sorry to tell you, they don't. Look out for one another. That's why, what do I always say? Tip your DoorDash driver, tip your Lyft driver, tip your Uber Eats driver, your Uber driver, Postmates driver, if they're still out there, Grubhub driver, tip them. Because you're the ones who are paying their wage. The companies don't give a fuck about them. Gas prices are up, they ain't increasing the wage. Gas prices are up, the wage stays the same. The tips is what keeps me going. That and those nice people who purchased my book on Amazon, Worthless, Only $3.99, people. It's out there. Check it out. You know, it's just, I got a lot of work done, you know, on the trip we went on. You know, you can call it a vacation. It kind of wasn't, though, because I was doing a lot of work. It was a work trip. I wrote 10 pages in the new book. I'm really proud about that. If you liked Worthless, I think you're going to love my new book. I don't have a title for it yet. Working on that right now. It's going to be like a comedy love story, though. It's going to take place in the present, but it's going to be a comedy love story, and I think you guys are going to, romantic comedy. I think you guys are going to like it. All right. Till next time, guys. Peace. Be merry. Drink. It's fucking Cinco de Mayo. Get it in. Peace.